92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I read a lot, and pretty much every week there's a story that Microsoft has issued a new update for their Windows 11 operating system, and instantly people have been experiencing problems because of it. If any of us screwed up as often as their software developers do, we'd be fired. No discussion. And yet they're constantly having to correct their mistakes. But that doesn't help the people whose computers get destroyed because of it, and yes, that does happen. That's how badly they screw up. The one good thing here is that they seem to recognize the problem. And starting in September, Microsoft will begin including new subsystems to their Windows updates called driver recovery. Drivers are little pieces of software that make it possible for your computer to do all the great things it does. There's millions of them running all the time. And it's truly important to make sure you have the latest versions. So now, Windows updates will analyze everything it installs and modifies to make sure it's working properly, and it will automatically revert to a previous good version if it detects any problems. That's great to hear. Also, Microsoft wants users to help improve Windows 11 by being part of the Windows Insider Panel. They're going to be inviting regular people and some more advanced users to provide their feedback on their experiences with Windows 11. It kind of makes it seem like they're desperate for advice on how to fix all the problems they create. But hey, again, it's great to see they recognize that there's issues and they want to fix them. Because if you don't have both of those things happening, what's the point?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.